Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 14th of April, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM studios.
Good morning.
Yes. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here.
Good morning,
Ben.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Cool.
I went out of town.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Down to Sacramento.
Okay. Was it raining down there?
Yes.
You know, we were up in the north, and it didn't rain hardly at all.
Yeah, I mean,
we were up there.
It rained on and off.
To the border.
It rained on and off.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Okay. And good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl. And it's a beautiful morning out, and we're just looking forward to we have a great lineup of guests this morning, starting with our Turtle Bay guests. But first, let's go to the weather. Mostly sunny today, if you've been wondering. Okay, 69 will be our high. Overnight lows partly cloudy. We could have a patch of fog tonight, according to the forecast, with our overnight lows of 47. Wednesday's calling for, well, chance of rain with a high of 63. Overnight lows on Wednesday night, getting down a little bit more on the chilly side with 39. Thursday's calling for sunny with a high of 66, which is great for our Red Bluff Roundup weekend Thursday night. Overnight clear skies of 39. Friday, 73. Saturday, 73. Sunday calls for a little bit chance of rain, but mostly cloudy with a high around 65. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing you the best of what any Shasta, any gas or propane company can bring you. Veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, and before we get to Cat Hunt in Turtle Bay, one of the main governor people running for governor dropped out of the race yesterday.
Oh.
Mr. Swalwell.
Oh.
Dropped out of the race big time. And, of course, he was being accused of all types of sexual misconduct. And it was, it seemed like there was enough of it and tons of it, not just one, but many. So he is out of the race, which is going to change the nature of the race here in California. So we'll see what happens with that. But
you know,
enough of that.
Well, when you think about just kind of going back on that for a minute, just to give a little bit of a thought, is that when you think about all the people, you know, when you just don't go, oh, I'm going to run. There are hundreds and upon hours of people that put in order for him to even have the notoriety to be on on the national stage, the hundreds of hours and the hundreds of people that gave time and hours and, you know, commitment to help this guy get into this position at this place. So I know a lot of people are disappointed, I'm sure, with just the feeling of the air is let out.
From all the news, it says that this has been going on for a long time. This was not a secret. This was not a secret. And people have known that something like this was coming for months. And yet, he managed to get the unions and the doctors, and the CMA, and all that behind him, even though that this was kind of common knowledge. Somebody who was back in D.C. week before last gave us a call, and he says, Swalwell's really going to get hammered here. And I said, for what? And he says, these problems.
Okay.
And sure enough, the guy was right. So anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about something great like plant sales and more with Cat Hunt from Turtle Bay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, last time I saw you was at the auction.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So welcome to the show this morning. There's going to be a lot of moving parts here because we have the Red Bluff Roundup people coming. All kinds of wonderful things that make our community wonderful and strong.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So Kat, tell us what's going on. I know you guys are going to come back. We're going to talk about Glowing Wild. But
yes.
Right now,
on the 20th.
It's the little increments that go on that are the big increments that help our lives what do you want to say, embellish our lives in a positive way at what Turtle Bay brings to us. What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, there's always so much going on at Turtle Bay, but I am here to talk about the spring plant sale.
Okay.
So we have not many people actually know that we have a nursery. It's on the other side of the botanical gardens. So it's kind of near where Turtle Bay School is. And right now we have our spring plant sale going on, and it has been extended until May 30th. And it's so great because, you know, all of the plants that we have at our garden nursery are propagated on site. We're not like shipping them in from Oregon or, you know, other places. We are actually, we have staff and we have volunteers who actually put in so much hard work, and they propagate the plants. They've been working on this for, you know, a couple months, and we just have so much cool things. We have drought tolerant plants. We have California natives. We have, perennials, as shrubs and trees and, grasses. And then also the popular thing right now is we have our veggies and herbs, so tomatoes and melons.
Ooh,
and peppers.
Okay.
And so those are always very popular.
Are those already started pretty well, Kat?
Yeah.
When you buy them?
Okay.
So they give you directions afterwards, like instructions, I should say, like don't put them out in the heat and make sure you water them.
Yes,
those
definitely.
Kind of things. Well, I always need that kind of help.
Yes. And so if you have any questions like that, it's so great because our staff and volunteers can actually give you directions on how to plant these things and where the best place to plant them is. And, you know, they're all acclimated to our Redding climate already.
Yes. See, that's the important part that I think we like to drive home each time that you're here, is that we can go to any nursery and say, oh, isn't that pretty, and then plant it in a place that it's getting the 110 degree weather, or it's not being watered properly, or it's getting too much water. And so it's great to know that if you at least know your north, south, east, and west, you know, you can get the experts that have helped propagate these, like you said, and put them in a place where they can grow properly in the Redding climate.
Mm-hmm. And so we have plants that grow in all types of places, so like sun and
yeah.
shade, and our volunteers and staff will help you plan out your garden a little bit, like, oh, these work well in a little bit of a more moist area, or these ones are more drought tolerant. And
well, when you say they've been raised in the Redding climate, that means is that they are ones that you all have propagated year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to, they're built really, or they're genetically built to us thrive in our climate.
For our environment.
Okay.
Yes.
In our environment here. Well, I think we all need that. I'm not sure all of us are DNA inclined to, thrive in 115 degree weather, but we've got to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Shasta County is built by real people, families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair, Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026. 6 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Rolling Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th, so that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin, we can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're having a good time. And I hope you are too. 7:19 in the morning here, and it's about 44 degrees out there. And we're with Kat Hunt from Turtle Bay.
Hi. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Kat. And we're talking. First of all, there's a big flower and plant sale.
Yes, the spring plant sale.
And when's that going to be?
It is now until May 30th.
Oh, it's going now?
Yeah.
Until May 30th.
Yes.
Okay. What else we got going?
So, about the spring plant sale, it's really great because you can get 20 to 30% off on plants. So that's 20% for non-Turtle Bay members and 30% for Turtle Bay members. So come down and stock up your for your spring garden.
Okay, we're talking tomatoes, cukes, herbs, Any type, anything you can imagine you've got down there.
California natives, drought tolerance, yes, a whole bunch.
Grass. Okay, here's an idea. May 30th, the plant sale goes till.
Yep.
Okay, so we have Mother's Day.
Yes.
All right, so you're thinking about all those people, mothers, friends, what can I do where I can give something that's meaningful? How about herbs?
Yes.
How about like a little herb garden or four or five plants or, you know, like it's May 10th, buy 10 plants. Just deliver it and have – I just think that is that's the gift that keeps giving. I know I had a girlfriend that gave me a rose plant.
Yes.
For my birthday and dropped it off at my front porch. And I still – and it blooms. And every time it blooms, I think of her, Susan, if you're listening, Susan Eastman, orange roses. Yeah, so it's meaningful because they bloom or you eat. Say it's so when you think about life, the life force, it's beautiful.
That's a great idea. And we also have house plants. So if you can also give a succulent or a beautiful pothos plant,
Okay. What's a succulent? To me, a succulent should be like a piece of food or something. But a succulent, I've heard of them.
We have
a
better house.
I know we do, but what is a succulent? Because you'll say there's succulents in here. Nobody's ever explained it.
So it's a plant that one's a hard one. It's in a family of cactus.
Okay.
So they suck in the water, and they keep the waters in their leaves a lot.
That's what a succulent is. It lives longer because of the way it holds the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
And there's a whole bunch of them. They're very beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, there's got to be more than one type.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were talking about, just one more time again, about the classes, because it's so important.
Oh, yes, definitely. We have lots of things going on at the nursery. So at the end of the month, we always have our guided garden walk. So you can go with a professional into the botanical gardens and learn about the plants there. And then you can come back to the nursery and buy some for your house. We also have art workshops like Mosaics with Angie is coming up on May 2nd. And we also have a plant workshop with a succulent dish garden.
Ooh.
So you get to plant your own little miniature planter with succulents.
Oh, that's lovely.
We also have family nature journaling coming up and tree pruning. And what's the other one? Yeah, just a whole bunch of classes going on at our nursery. So you can find those at turtlebaynursery.org.
Okay.
You are such a wonderful, what's the word I want to say, ambassador.
Thank you.
You are an ambassador. And you can tell that you love your job and you light up the room. So I just want our listeners to know that you light up the room and you love what you do. You can feel it, that you're excited about... You know, because you're a creative person, we talked about this at the break, that this is part of, like, you can live this every day, and that's the beautiful thing about plants. As we see, we went away for 2 days, we came back, and all of a sudden, our bird of paradise, our everything in our house has felt like it just, like, grew 3 inches in 2 days.
Nice.
With these rain and everything. So, like with you, the growth of people to see, to expand your memory, to expand your knowledge.
Yes, thank you.
And make your environment beautiful.
You've also got a big event coming up.
Oh, yes. So May 1st, Glowing Wild is going to be open. We're so excited to have it again
for the third year
in a row. And we're going to have some incredible lanterns this year. It's going to have an ancient Egypt section in the meadow. The Sphinx is huge. I've already seen it.
Well, you know, as good as the Garden of Lights is, and it's great, as everybody knows, I really, really enjoy your spring, your Glowing Wild.
Yes, some people.
And I don't know why. It just appeals to me more.
Yeah.
Even though I thoroughly enjoy the Garden of Lights, but your Glowing Wild is really cool.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah. So... And that starts May 1st, and it goes to?
June 28th this year.
So you got plenty of time there.
And it's 7 to 10 p.m. in the evening. You can get your tickets right now at glowingwild.org. And we also have those igloos again.
Oh, okay.
So this, share with us what the igloos are. I mean, igloo does not do it justice. The word igloo doesn't do it justice. They are?
They're private lounges where that seat eight people, and you get them, you can rent them out for one evening, and you get benefits with it. You get pizza, you get refills on drinks, non-alcoholic drinks. They're heated, so if it's a cold evening, you get it for the entire evening, so you can go out and see the glowing wild lanterns, and you can come back to your little private lounge and enjoy.
It's plexiglass. It's round like an igloo, so you can see out, and very comfortable seating. Like you said, you get a couple of pizzas. You get all the free non-alcoholic drinks you can pound down. The fact is that it's kind of cool because you go out, and this is a great event for you and some of your friends, or maybe you've got a family, your family.
Right. Family event. Yeah.
And you've got it there, and you can go out and walk, you know, and you've come back, you know, eat something or just sit down for a while, go back out again.
Great for birthday parties.
Birthday parties.
What? Date night.
What, your Glowing Wild goes from, is it Monday through Saturday or is it Tuesday through Sunday? So we can know. And how long does it last till it goes to what date?
So it starts May 1st and goes till June 28th, and I do believe it is Wednesday through Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. in the evening.
Okay.
There we go.
That's a good question because I didn't know. It's not going 7 days a week. It goes Wednesday through Sunday.
Right, Wednesday through Sunday.
And it starts at what time in the evening?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. because it's getting darker later.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, and then you can get your tickets online.
Yes.
And if you're a member, they're less?
Yes, they're $5 cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's also, if you want to come and walk through the botanical gardens in the daytime, it's also a really great experience because you get to see the lanterns, and they're very colorful and beautiful. Now, the botanical gardens during the daytime will be $10 for adults and $6 for children, so...
Okay, and so you can still see everything, and it's still, because during the daytime, the only thing is it's just not lit up. That's the only thing.
Right.
What's your favorite one? It's already set up, right, or is it?
It's being set up right now. That's my job. I get to go out to the botanical gardens and take pictures of them setting it up.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, Kat, now, here's a good time to talk to people about joining Turtle Bay.
Oh, yes.
Was it 125?
It's 120 for a family membership.
120 for a family membership. It's $10 a month.
Yeah.
Two adults, four kids, and they don't have to be all your kids.
Yes, exactly.
And you get in for everything into Turtle Bay except Glowing Wild and the Garden of Lights, but then you get a discount on that. But everything else.
You could be my spokesperson, Carl.
Well, you know what? We've been doing this for a while.
It's a great prize.
A community needs a museum, needs something like Turtle Bay to be a community.
And educate, to some place you can be, you can go out, you can bring guests, you can go out and enjoy and live. We have such a beautiful place to live in. Don't you agree?
I agree. And the Turtle Bay membership is just such a great, you know, cost right now because you get the discounts to Glowing Wild. You get the discount at the spring plant sale. And the, you know, Redding Garden of Lights and a whole bunch of other events that we have throughout the year, including our plant talks and art workshops. And you get the unlimited visits to the museum. So, and we just have some great exhibits. So, you should get a Turtle Bay membership. There's, you know, family memberships, there's senior memberships, there's student memberships. So go on turtlebay.org and pick the membership that is great for you.
Let's make this the best Turtle Bay event and the Turtle Bay year as far as subscribing or becoming a member that they've ever had, because we're not driving around like we used to because of the price of gas. It's
right.
A perfect time to be able to pump into the community.
Yes.
Okay. Kat Hunt, thank you very much as usual.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, when we get back, we've got the Red Bluff Roundup is joining us, and Lloyd Faria, who is their Roundup Director and Livestock Committee Chair. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day. Brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
But this rodeo life's got its hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It's got been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, the only place Linda ever goes to look at jewelry. It's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with the Red Bluff Roundup.
Yay.
And Lloyd Faria, who is the Roundup Director, and not his first rodeo here.
And Ruth Nichols.
Or radio, or can I say? And Ruth Nicholas, who is the one that sets all this up and comes in the town for the big rodeos like this.
Yes, sir.
So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
So, Lloyd.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. You are so good. Okay, so the life of Lloyd. We can talk about, you know, what... How many years you've been, you're a director, you've been the chair of the Roundup Livestock Committee. There's a lot of stuff about you, but let's talk a little bit. I'd love to hear the history of Lloyd, Faria, and what brought you to this area? Were you raised in this area, and how did you get to be in livestock and the whole rodeo world?
Well, I left home when I was 14. I went to work on ranches, and I started a lot of horses back in the day, colts and stuff. And there was a feller in Red Bluff, California, by the name of Jack Owens. His family's all still there. And he had a bunch of colts to start. And there was a friend of mine working for Dye Creek, and he said, I know a guy. And so he called me, and I said I'd come. And anyway, and H. Berry was a great friend of mine and still is today. And I stopped at Oakdale and helped Ace. He was doctoring a lot of sick calves. And so they kept calling, are you coming? You come. Anyway, I came and I started all them. And my deal was supposed to be just kind of a temporary deal. And then when I got done starting all the horses, I was going to leave. And then Jack asked me to stay. So I stayed. And then I went to Fort Klamath. They take all their cattle there. And then he drove in one day and he said, hey, you need to catch some horses. John Grounie, one of his pickup men, can't come to Chilliquin, and you need to go in there and help him. And it was something even when I rodeoed I always wanted to do. And so I went in there and helped John, and then ended up going to work for John for 30 years and picking up at his rodeos and what have you. And then when Harvey Camacho passed, Frank Moore asked me to get on the livestock deal. They wanted me to come help with the livestock deal, and so I did. And I was on the livestock committee, I think the second year, the third year, they made me chairman. And so I was there for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and then became a director. And so
now, people don't realize, unless you follow rodeo, just how important a pickup man is. It's much more than just riding up and letting, you know, and taking the rider off their animal, off their horse, and getting them on the ground. Can you expand a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, a pickup man actually is the person that keeps the whole rodeo moving in a forward motion. It's, you know, if you can't get the guys off and get the horses and bulls out of the arena or time to vent stock out, the rodeo's held up. So it's a big part of keeping the show moving forward in a timely manner. So, and these horses today cost so much money, you know, and if you get pickup men crashing into them, you know, you could break a horse's back, a bucking horse's back real easy. You know, when I was picking up, my theory was, the rider was first, the bucking horse was second, the horse I was riding was third, and I was fourth. So, to keep everything in perspective, to read the play, and everything changes, and you got to think fast to make the right decisions and what have you. And so the good guys are awesome, you know, at it. And there's quite a few good guys out there today.
And that I think when people think about the rodeo, they're watching from the stands. It's like watching the NFL or watching a game. You have no idea what goes on in the intricacies. When we talk about your experience, Lloyd, and we just throw the word out there at pickup, the body muscles, thought process, like you said, read the game. That is years and years of experience of working with animals that you can, when they could just twitch a certain way, you've read it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's a game that the good guys excel because they can read the play. I mean, it's hard on your body if you expose yourself and do it the way that is supposed to be done. There's a lot of people can just ride around and what have you. But if you want to be good at it, it takes a lot of exposure on your body and heart, you know. And there's some guys that you can pick up, like Clint Corey. He was like a feather. He was...
Clint Cullen right now saying, I was more than a feather.
And then there's some guys that you pick up, they're heavy. And even though they're little people, they're heavy, you know. But, you know.
You know, when you're picking up, too, is with the saddle bronc, with the rope. I'm watching the pickup man not only pick up, get the rider off, he's grabbing the rope or the rein. And he's getting it out of the way because a horse can step on that and pull themselves over.
Yeah, and there's a fine line there, too,
yeah.
Carl, because you don't want to take that rein out of that guy's hand too quick because that's
right.
His balance.
Yeah.
So you can put your hand on it to have it with him, but don't take it away from him.
Right. But so at the same time, they're doing like two or three things. They're riding alongside the horse that's bucking him many times. They're getting the rider off safely. They're also getting the rein at the proper time to protect the horse from stepping on that rein and pulling himself over. And I've seen that happen before. And
yes.
It's not great. So there's like, you know, there's so many things going on for a pickup. And like you said, you've got to get them out of the arena. And some bulls just want to make a victory lap or two.
Yeah.
And trying to get them out.
Yeah, and some of them younger bulls will get lost, and they've been out the outgate, but they get confused because they're hot.
Okay, Lloyd, the livestock committee. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to do it early so we can get more time into this about what the livestock committee does, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Should have been a cowboy. Riding a pony on the cattle drive.
All right, you can stop.
That's the song
now.
Y'all can't hear. I'm singing along, though. I'm with it. This is, you know what? This is Rodeo
and
Central.
I cannot help it.
I cannot help it. We're here with Red Bluff Roundup, and Ruth Nicholas brought with her Lloyd Faria, who is not, he is the Roundup director, one of the Roundup directors, but he heads up the livestock committee. And the question was, how do you choose the bulls and the bucking bronc?
I work on a 20 point horse, which is, that's on one side. He'd be a 40 with two judges, but
right.
I work on a 20 point horse. And the thing in today's.
And 20's the highest.
No, they can go to 25.
Oh, 25. That's
so
right.
I go 25. From like a 20 yeah. plus horse. That's
okay.
What I'm looking for.
Right.
And we, I kind of watch them and we go through the lists and everything. But this day and age, and then to get your turnouts down, what I try to do is bring the best that I can to Red Bluff. And I think we got a very good lineup this year.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the cowboys to come, you got to bring good horses where everybody's got a shot.
Okay. And a turnout is where a cowboy will draw a certain animal, a horse or a bull, and if they don't, if it's not a big bucker, it doesn't score a lot of points, they turn out. That's the term. They just don't show up and they just turn them out.
Yeah.
But we at the rodeos and the committees, we have to pay for that animal.
Yes.
To be there whether it's ridden or not.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
And you've, so what you're doing is making sure you've got the best animal possible so the cowboys are going to show up.
Yes.
Okay, so.
You've done a great job at that, too.
Well, thank you.
As a layman, for many people who are listening, and just like I said, they're stand fans, 20 point, can you share how you get to be a 20 point, how a horse gets to be a 20 point?
It's just by, it's a good bucker. I mean, he's a good horse. It's just like, you know, them horses are all bred and raised to do that this day and age. And some of them excel. You know, like last year at the Roundup, I know that we had like five 24 point bareback horses.
Ooh.
And I think six 24 point broncs, saddle broncs, and we had 8 or 10 24 point bulls.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah.
So you fans of any rodeo, not just Red Bluff.
Yeah.
When you go to the rodeo, you watch for the gentlemen in the arena, and there'll be two, three, or four of them, and they'll be in black and white striped vests. And those are the judges, and those are the guys awarding the points. So that's what Lloyd's talking about.
Okay.
And there is, he can go online to a certain spot, and he can see exactly what horse, how many points that judge gave that horse, and the rider who got on that horse.
I see.
That's where Lloyd's getting his figures for saying, hey, this horse scores 20 points consistently or doesn't.
Okay.
And
the judges?
The judges will be there. Two judges. They'll each do 25, the highest, 25 on the horse, 25 on the rider, in both of them. And they combine their scores. And a 92 or 3 is a huge score. And,
got it.
Yes, sir.
And so, and if you've got horses that are bucking into 15,
Now that makes sense.
They start, you know, that's when the Cowboys start looking at it, because they know if they rode perfectly, they're still not going to be in the money.
Exactly. And they're placed, the judges are, placed at different places in the arena, because the one on the south and one on the north may see something different.
Is that well, you have a judge on each side. First thing he has to look for is the mark out. A cowboy has to mark a bareback and a saddle bronc over the point of the shoulders. When the horse's feet hit the ground, the first time it hits the ground, the cowboy's feet have got to be over the point of the shoulders. And if they're not, they throw the flag and he gets a no score.
Okay.
And this was at the NFR, I think, was it at the NFR, Stetson Wright?
Yes.
He got marked, he did not mark out the horse.
And there was
a... It was a this last year
controversy
over that.
And it was a tough, like, it felt like a tough last two or three rounds of just how many great riders were kind of having a tough time. So it was fun to watch this. It was like watching a fire dance the entire time.
But it's
time.
The basic of their whole ride.
Yeah.
The guys
the
that mark
starts.
Them out.
Yeah.
It's the basic of their whole ride. The guys that get they call it getting tapped off. When they can do that and get tapped off with that horse, that's when you see them Purdy rides.
And it is poetry.
And if they're behind, it's a war.
Oh, yeah.
And especially in the bareback riding. If you get behind, and here's a good example. Virgil will not be here this year. F-13, they retired him.
They retired him.
And, you know, everybody said, well, whoever gets Virgil is going to win first. And I said, well, they got to ride him first. And we have a kid last year that gets on him. And he started late and got behind him and didn't get nothing done on him.
Uh-huh.
So you can have the best horse, but that's what I'm talking about, getting tapped off. You got to be tapped off. And if you get behind, especially in the bareback riding or the bronc riding, it's a war out there. You're just fighting for your life. Where when you get tapped off, like RC was 92 on him the year before.
Yeah,
was tapped off. It was beautiful watching. And probably to me, could have been a 94 or 5 easy. I mean, it was that good.
But, we saw that. We were there in the stands right then when he
poetry
rode.
Poetry in motion.
Lloyd, the animals and how they're taken care of, this is always big. And, I mean, we're talking about some very, very expensive animals out there. Animals are worth a lot of money. So the care of these animals has become paramount. It's been paramount, but it's become really much more, I think, publicized in the last decade on how well they're taking care of the rodeo animals.
These animals are, you come look at them, they're, most of them are fatter and slicker
horses. Yeah, you're never going to see a fat bucking horse. No.
They're their livelihood.
I never
that's
see
what
a skinny,
they,
that's what I meant. Never see a skinny. Bucking horse.
What they make their living on. They have to take care of these animals. They take care of them better than they do their families, some of them, you know. I mean, it's serious, because their families are not going to eat unless them animals are took care of. They make their life. Their vehicles that they haul them in are top-notch vehicles. It's just they're bedded, you know, their shavings on the floor where they don't slip, or their mats, or, you know, these animals. I mean, you come look at the rigs that they're hauled in is your first question. You know, you go, wow, you know, and, you know, you take a $200,000 Peterbilt today and then hook a $150,000 trailer behind it before you license and insure it and put fuel in it, you know. So these guys, and they're come, if they go a long ways, they stop and unload and rest them horses. Like Powder River will leave Riverton, Wyoming, and they'll come halfway and they'll unload everything, feed everything, rest it, and then reload and come to Red Bluff. And the Canada horses that we get the same thing. Most, we've got a couple local stock contractors here that just haul to and from the rodeo. One of them's from Cottonwood, one of them's from Red Bluff, you know, but the rest of them come quite a ways.
Sure.
We got bulls coming from Oklahoma this year. H.D. Page is bringing a load of bulls to us.
Because your whole, the whole rodeo is built around the animals that you find and the contractors you find to bring them in the very best.
And we have a clause in our deal. If they don't buck, they don't get paid for them.
Oh. Well, it should be. Yeah.
So we... So that's why I'm out there watching every one of them. If they're an inferior animal, don't buck or what have you. Mm-hmm. We don't pay for them. So they want to make sure what they put on the truck, they're going to get paid for. So, I mean, it's...
Yep. And today, now, with the price of fuel being the way it is, have you noticed anything about that? Of course, you've probably already had the contracts already locked in. But
yes.
Second, you think that's going to have an impact toward the end of the summer?
Oh, big time.
You think
big time.
Prices are going to go up?
Yeah.
They're going to have to.
I came home from Vegas yesterday, and it was from $6.45 to $8.15 when I got to California.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah.
Well, if you're tuning
in, you can find it under $7. I mean, right. I have tears running out of my eyes when I'm filling my diesel.
If you're just tuning in, we are definitely excited about the whole Red Bluff Roundup in 2026, and you're listening to Lloyd Feria, who is one of the Roundup directors. I'm just curious, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too, Lloyd and Ruth as well, is you've been in rodeo for a long time. Do you like the direction that the rodeo world is going?
Yes. Yes. I think the rodeo is going in the right direction. There's pros and cons of every little thing. There's a few things here and there, but on a whole, the athletes that we have today and the livestock that we have today and the camaraderie that we have, I think it's a great thing. And there's just a bunch of fine people out there. Always has been, but rodeo on a whole, for money for these guys to get up and down the road and to rodeo, and it needs to be greater. And we try to make it greater, but we're still strapped to, you know, we basically live in a little town. There's only so much that we can do. We don't have a lot to draw from. So we try to do the best that we can, and we try to increase our purses to keep them coming, to help them and what have you. But on a whole, I think rodeo is very, very good at this stage in the game.
Fantastic.
We're here with Lloyd Feria and Ruth Nicholas. And Ruth, rodeo starts Friday.
So yeah.
Where do you get your tickets at?
RedBluffRoundup.com.
I guess, are there tickets still available?
Yes.
I imagine there are probably some left.
For Friday and Sunday, we're sold out for Saturday, but come anyway because they've got a great concert that evening at 7 or 7:30. Corey Kent is playing at 7:30 at the Pauline Davis Pavilion, so come out for that Saturday night. Get your tickets. Be careful that you only get them on our website, RedBluffRoundup.com.
Absolutely.
There are scammers out there selling third-party tickets.
$300 a ticket for a $49 ticket.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
If the price is in the three digits, you're getting scammed.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
You really are. So the RedBluffRoundup.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And Lloyd, thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, you can't replace your experiences and what you've lived through. And I hope you're going to stay there at the Red Bluff Roundup for another 100 years.
Unless they run me off, I guess I'll be there.
Thank you for
And I
got to
get my Red Bluff Roundup
start
hoodie.
Okay. The whole day today. You just get it off.
The only thing I had was Roundup on it. Was the Pendleton Roundup.
I already put yours. Ruth's bringing it to you tomorrow.
Boom. Hey, there you go. Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. Always love having you on because, see, you know, that's a good term. Stand rodeo fans, because you see it, but what we're trying to do is give them some background and some secret, not secrets, but information that they can use. Oh, you know, that pickup man is blah, blah, you know, this is why. And that was a good point. Without them, rodeo would kind of bog down without a pickup man.
You know, we just thank you for your passion.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And that's the big deal.
We thank you for your passion.
You
two love
you.
It, and we appreciate
we love
that.
We love rodeo.
We love
it.
The whole
Whole thing.
Keep our our Western way of life.
Yeah, and I think that's the
cowboy way of life and the cowboy code. I love the cowboy code. Always have.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're coming back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is holding fast to his vision of a nuclear-free Iran.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike its across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait, as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles Villanesma.
And there are reports a second round of U.S.-Iran talks could take place later this week. Maryland Democrats have failed to redraw the state's congressional map ahead of the midterms. Setback for Democrat Governor Wes Moore. He had cited President Trump's GOP-friendly redistricting campaign.
The clock officially ran out on the proposal late Monday night as the state legislative session ended, a casualty of internal party disagreements. In the end, the Maryland Senate left the bill in a committee, with Democrats who controlled the chamber concerned it would backfire under judicial review. As in usual, mid-decade redistricting continues next week. Democrats will not be poised to pick up a seat in Maryland, where the proposed map would have made it easier for voters to oust the state's lone Republican member of the U.S. House. Governor Moore calls President Trump's efforts to redraw congressional maps to favor Republicans unfair. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Led by soaring energy prices, wholesale inflation shot higher last month. Producer price index gained about 0.5% from February, up 4% from a year ago. Now on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 284 points. Well, the NASDAQ is ahead 280 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I talk to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof. One great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The founder of Evergrande, once China's largest real estate firm, has pleaded guilty to a series of fraud charges.
67-year-old Hui Kaiyan expressed remorse, according to the Shenzhen court reports, as he pleaded guilty to a string of charges. The company had taken millions of dollars in pre-sale funding from potential house buyers that were not used for construction. Instead, the funds were diverted to new projects, which resulted in hundreds of unfinished properties across China. The company expanded rapidly by borrowing large amounts of money until Beijing introduced new rules to control real estate debt.
The BBC's Laura Bicker reporting from Beijing. An assailant has opened fire at a high school in southeastern Turkey. At least 16 people wounded before the gunman took his own life, according to police. News and analysis, townhall.com. Known as a gateway to the West, there's another nickname you might apply to Omaha. The city could also be called the sinkhole capital of the Midwest.
Video of a sinkhole that swallowed two vehicles in Omaha, Nebraska, captured attention around the world, but hundreds of others happened with little notice. Over the past 5 years, city work crews reported more than 2,100 cave-ins, ranging from small dips in the pavement to gaping chasms. Though most are minor, a Flatwood Free Press analysis found that Omaha sees more cave-ins than several other Midwestern cities. Geologists say the city's susceptibility to sinkholes comes from its soil. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump used a McDonald's delivery to the Oval Office to promote a tax policy that benefits tip earners, allowing workers to deduct up to $25,000 from income that is earned on tips. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. I'm taking plaque over my rodeo mustache,
right.
You know?
Hey. You grew this in May.
This is it.
I endure it. I just am like, okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, you
creative.
Endure it?
Well, I do because, you know,
does
I like
it tickle
you.
Your ear?
I like you with it. I like you without it. I prefer you without it. However, if it's your self-expression, go for it. That's
it
how I feel about it.
It is.
It's like when I cut my hair. You didn't freak out.
No, I'm not going to go for the sides taking it up to my earlobe.
No, please,
I'm not doing that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire
Sam
Radio.
A little Sam Elliott on me.
Yeah, I wish, you know, Lloyd had a great month.
Yeah, he had a great stash. Yeah, he did.
I need, anyway.
Is that a mustache for radio, Carl?
Yeah, I have a mustache for radio.
You got a mustache for radio. There we go.
It can be anything I want. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, the 14th of April, and 8:06 in the morning. The news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's at the helm. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Is there a national day out there?
It's National Pecan Day.
Pecan.
Okay,
I like pecans. And it depends on where you're from.
Pecan?
If you get back in the Midwest, it's pecan.
Pecan.
Oh,
pecan.
Or we've always called them down south, pecans. So
pecan.
And that's it. National
It's
pecan.
National Gardening Day, too.
Good. We just had Turtle Bay on talking about, you know,
the big spring plant sale.
Yeah.
Spring plant sale going on right
this
now.
This weekend?
It goes all the way to May 30th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and, yeah, all kinds of really good
they
stuff.
They got it all.
Yeah.
They've got them all.
Well, if I could just, because it's Shasta Regional Medical Center, it is also National Public Safety Telecommunication Week.
It is.
Which is ShastCom. So shout out to our partners at ShastCom who get everyone in an ambulance, send them our way, and huge thanks and kudos to all that they do for our community.
Wonderful.
More to come.
Now.
Okay, the weather.
Yes.
Give me knife hands, Colonel. Today it's going to be 69, mostly sunny. If you look outside, it's absolutely gorgeous to start our Red Bluff Roundup week. Tonight looks like it's mostly cloudy. Then patchy fog with maybe around 47. Tomorrow there's just about a 40% chance of rain, but then Wednesday night it's mostly clear with overnight lows of 39, so it looks like it's a little chilly on Wednesday night. Thursday calls for 66. Sunny, Friday, 73 sunny, and Saturday, 73 sunny, with Sunday, a little bit chance of rain, but not really, with mostly cloudy and a high near 65. And then on Sunday night, we start with maybe our chance of rain again, with around 46 overnight lows. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, locally owned and operated with the Kinney family, three generations strong. They're always giving seniors and veterans discounts, doing wonderful angel work, network stuff in our community. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Before we get to our guest, there was a big argument on Saturday evening. A bunch of us sitting around a table. And when I asked, favorite ice cream?
Oh.
And it went around, and I was hearing all types of things. And I was people looked at me hardly because first of all, what's your favorite?
My favorite would have to be cookie dough.
And?
I like butter pecan.
Pecan.
I love butter pecan, too. But that wasn't my immediate answer.
As ice cream season ramps up across the country, data shows that Americans are still reaching for the familiar favorites. Vanilla remains the most popular ice cream flavor in the United States, according to purchasing data from Instacart, which analyzed orders from summer 2024.
Well, that's just because you put stuff on it.
I was going to say the opportunities are endless. And
right?
My answer was vanilla. Yeah. And everybody looked at me because I was hearing spicy cherry. I was hearing all these things. And I said vanilla. But after I said vanilla, people would go, oh, you know what? I really like vanilla.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I know
that's
there's people. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I know you're listening, the people we were talking
yes.
to. And I did not tell the island story, though I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Butter
we're here with,
What was yours, Linda?
I guess I couldn't really answer. I like a like a mint chip.
Okay.
But when I go get, usually when I go to a creamery, mm-hmm. I'll get a butter pecan.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It,
caramel nutty.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. Okay. With the, yeah. And so that seems to be my go-to.
Ice cream's yeah. so good.
I know, it really
okay.
so
fun.
We have some good ice cream shops in town, too.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever really met an ice cream that I didn't like. So.
well, now,
yeah.
see, now see, you're much more eclectic in your taste. Linda will buy ice cream. We've been married for a long time, 18 years.
I just buy
and
stuff.
And she will bring home
different
flavors that I don't.
That's
I'm
what
like,
she
goes,
does. I'm like, what?
Why would you bring home that flavor?
I just want to be creative. Let's try something different.
Yeah.
Cherry splash.
Yeah.
Yeah, cherry splash with a little, yeah, that sounds good.
If it's based on vanilla, then I can take the cherries and pile them over here. But,
like my kids.
Okay,
we
enough
got a lot
of,
to
okay.
talk about, but
enough
ice cream
of that.
Is that's really good when you're in the hospital, okay?
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
And that's our segue.
Nice segue, Linda.
Into Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Our hospital of choice.
With Lynn Ann Foster and
Jeannie Morgan.
Yeah. Thank
Jeannie
you.
Jeannie Morgan, of course, with the, you know, has got the hair that everybody is envious of.
Thank you. Thank you.
You do have
well,
hair.
Well, we're here to discuss a certain topic today. And we're going to start off with that at least after we get through with the ice cream, you know, like the mouth watering from the ice
the
cream.
The important stuff. The important stuff.
Imaging.
Yes.
So let's just shoot and talk about like the title of what you said when you came in today. The title is like a five word of imaging and
outpatient imaging services.
There we go. Outpatient imaging services.
You do not
services.
Have to be a patient at Shasta Regional to get imaging services. And Jeannie is our leader of that department and we want to let everyone know.
Yeah.
So go ahead, please.
I'm in charge of cardiology and radiology services, and with that comes all kinds of outpatient services. I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the hospital has this whole outpatient section that's available to patients who aren't necessarily in the hospital. So I oversee all of our imaging, which includes X-ray and CT, MRI, ultrasound, nuclear medicine. We have general ultrasound, vascular ultrasound, and echocardiography, which is, you know, ultrasounds of the heart. So we have so many different things to offer the community that they, you know, don't have to be in the hospital for. So I'm really proud of that, and, you know, we do a really good job.
Well, that's interesting because maybe you can share with that when we come back from the break about how for some of us, when you're in your doctor's office and they send you to a certain imaging center, that the news should get out more and more and more about what is offered with Shasta Regional. And can you ask your doctor to be referred there instead of maybe another place? So we'll talk about that when we get back, all right?
Absolutely.
We want to have the curtain pulled back and our eyes opened up here on KCNR. You're listening to our Shasta Regional Medical Center moment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Judy Maxwell Insurance, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. I know we have all our insurance with Judy, business, personal, et cetera. The company there and the team that works for her are just like a great big family, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. And we're going to be right back after these messages with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events, over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolLaborNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition. Great to be here today. I always love coming on when I know Lynn Ann's going to be here. It's 8:18 in the morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and always streaming on KCNRradio.com.
And we're here with Lynn Ann Foster and Jeannie Morgan. And Jeannie heads up the outpatient imaging services over at Shasta Regional. Now, people, I've heard them complain all the time. It takes so long to go in, and their doctors want them to get imaged, and they've got a long waiting list, and it takes them forever. And then they've got to get it read, which could take another week or more before the doctor can do anything. Well, Shasta Regional, with your outpatient imaging services, you can have, this is like a walk-in.
Is now offering, as we should say.
Yeah.
Right, now offering.
Now offering. So for our x-rays specifically, you can walk in. In 8 to 5, you can walk in. We'll get you in for your x-ray, whether it's chest x-ray, ankles, wrist, whatever it is, happy to get you in same day. For our CT scans, it usually takes about, you know, a couple days, 3 days before we can get you in, but definitely sooner than later.
Yeah, 72 to 96 hours.
Yep, not
you
bad.
Can get into and get a CT scan, and this is very important. If they want you to get a CT scan, mm-hmm. there's good reason
there's a
for
reason.
That.
Yeah.
There's a
yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And who wants to wait 2.5-3 weeks and then another week after that? Because you also give the readouts. Yeah, a lot can change.
Mm-hmm.
But you also do the readouts too very quickly.
We do. Usually we can turn around, our outpatient imaging in about a day. So your provider will usually get it the next day, you know, maybe one more day, but usually next day.
It's sent to your doctor.
Yeah. And we're always on the other end of the phone. If anybody needs a copy of it themselves, they can come in, sign a little paper, and we can give them the copy themselves. But, yes, a couple days. We offer MRI, typically, you know, a week or so before we can get you in, but definitely ahead of the game on getting you in for an MRI. Ultrasound, you know, we have lots of availability for ultrasound. We like to move fast. Mm-hmm. We like to be efficient.
And we have a really caring, qualified staff, too. They do an excellent job with our patients. It's going and it's a little nervous, especially like with, you know,
well,
MRI
of course. And I know people are saying, I need a referral. And so, Lynn Ann, we have, you have two locations, and you are now accepting new providers that are accepting new patients.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. At both our Reading location and our Anderson location. So you can get online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com, search the location you'd like, give them a call, and they'll get you an appointment.
So that, if you're frustrated because you feel like you're 6 months out, you can get into a new provider,
mm-hmm.
and then the provider would then be able to hook you all up, and you could be right here in the same, within the same group.
Right.
Same city block.
Mm-hmm. Getting it done. You also draw blood.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We have outpatient lab services. You can come in same day. We'll get you in for your lab draw. It's a one-stop shop.
Do you have to make an appointment for that when you look about your lab draws? Because I've the place I used to go closed.
Mm.
And so I'm always looking for where, you know, when you have to every 6 months get your blood drawn.
Sure. No. No, you can walk
right.
in for
okay.
a lab draw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always nice to make an appointment,
right.
but no. I mean, sometimes we get busy, we forget. And
right. Now, is that where you go into the hospital?
Yes. You'll come into the main lobby there. The little volunteers there are so
mm-hmm.
sweet. They'll
they
get
are.
You right where you need to go and
get you checked in.
Get you checked in and put you where you need to be.
Okay, so what would you say in the last 3 months mm-hmm. for you that you've seen a new development that's been surprising?
Are you talking about?
In radiology, maybe it's
always some, advancing.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, yes.
So I think one of the biggest things that was surprising for me is the advancement of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think for a long time I thought of AI as, you know, the people that they're going to take our jobs, right? They're mm-hmm. they're going to replace us. But really AI in my world is becoming such a crucial tool, right? Because especially now with healthcare, the volume of patients has grown so much. There's so many people that need help and need to be seen that, you know, radiologists are what, just one person. They can only do so much, but we can utilize AI as a tool to help make them more efficient, to help streamline, make it faster. It's really exciting to be a part of that and to see that. You know, it helps with reads to find maybe those little things that the naked eye doesn't quite see. And I was really excited by that.
We had an instructor of computer technology from Shasta College on yesterday, and he talked about AI. He says AI is so valuable when it comes to redundant tasks.
Yes.
Or tasks that, you know, going through things and looking. He said it'll never take the place, though, of a person who is having to use a logical way of looking at things.
Absolutely.
You know, people are always going to have to do the harder things. Use AI for redundant things. It doesn't take any of your brain. And I know that they've said that AI can go through x-rays and all this and pick out a lot of stuff, but they're not infallible either.
Correct, correct.
And so if you get one that flags this, you're still going to have the human look at it.
Absolutely.
And say whether it's right or wrong.
Absolutely.
So, but that it can take... It can go through those mundane tasks and really help that way.
Right.
So, yeah, AI is our best friend and our worst enemy, if depending on how you use it.
Right.
Can be a huge support in Jeannie's world. So.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean AI is going to look at your X-ray and nobody else is going to look at it.
Right. Exactly. It's not replacing. It's just a helpful tool.
It's a tool.
But it's crucial.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a great. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but I love the answer.
You're hearing how AI is going to take the place, and AI will take the place of a lot of things that are redundant, and whether it's a person job or another machine or whatever, but it's not going to take the place of those life and death decisions.
Exactly, doing a scan is doing a scan. The shadow, or what, and Jeannie can speak to it more eloquently than I can. The shadow on the image is going to be the shadow on the image, but you still want to have a human give feedback about what that is, and that's what we'll always continue to do. So, and the other thing that Jeannie's program offers is, because in this community, still smoking is still such an issue for a lot of people, and stopping smoking, and we have a semi-new program where it's the surgery where they go in. She can explain it better, but it's amazing
about
what we do.
This is for smokers.
Yeah, and again, you need to start with the imaging.
Okay.
But then they take it even further. It's amazing.
So one of the things I'm really proud of is the fact that our CT department is accredited with ACR, which means that, you know, we hold the highest standards, for our imaging service. And within that, we have our low-dose lung screen program, which comes with a registry, which means that, you know, we're going to keep track of these patients. If patients have been smokers for X amount of time and there's a risk, you know, the doctor has identified a risk of the potential for lung cancer, they can order this low-dose lung screen, which means that the radiation won't be as high as a normal CT, but we're able to identify if there's some sort of nodule there that needs to be looked at closer. And so your provider can order this, and you can come in and get it done. And then with that, if we identify that there's an incidental finding of a lung nodule, we now have a review board that we have that's internal at Shasta Regional. And within this board, it's a multidisciplinary approach. So, you know, we identify that there's a nodule on the CT scan or the X-ray, for that matter. We discuss it. There's a group of us, pulmonologists, surgeons, radiologists. We all sit down and talk about it, and we decide what would be the best approach for this patient, for this specific patient with this specific nodule. And, you know, all together we discuss our thoughts and what we think would be best, and then we'll notify that person's provider. We'll let you know, hey, your patient came in, whether you had a suspicion or not, but your patient came in, we found this. This is what we're recommending you do. Whether we recommend you go to a pulmonologist, we recommend you see a surgeon, but we'll give them our recommendations just so that they can follow up that patient, so that patient doesn't fall through the cracks.
Lung cancer is a killer because it shows up late.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that you can see it, or that's causing problems, you're already at stage
something. So, again, screening.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you all have is called the Lung Nodule Screening Program, I believe. And what this does is it it screens for precancerous lung nodules, and that when you find them, that means they can go in there precancerous, but they're gonna, like, nodules will turn into cancer probably. Right. They can excise those.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a huge thing,
right,
that Shasta Regional, and they're the only ones that offer this, by the way, north of Sacramento, that can literally catch it before it turns into cancer,
right,
and save your life.
Right.
And if you've been a smoker or you have lung cancer in your family and all that, this is just another something that you all offer here.
Team that does that, that discusses these cases, now fast tracks it. Like, we've done the screening,
yeah,
program for a long time, but now they're actually fast tracking these screenings with a solution or a recommendation for the patients and the providers.
We identified, in this community, you know, we do have such a shortage of primary care providers, and they, the ones that we do have, while they're amazing, they're inundated with so many patients that it's hard to keep track of, you know, all of your patients' results that come through. And so this is our way of supporting the community in the way of seeing that there is a problem, talking about what we should do with it, and then letting the provider know ahead of time so that they're not having to figure that out on their own.
Well, this is just something else that, you know, that Shasta Regional has taken the lead in. But for if there's any doubt in your mind, if you've been a smoker or it's been in your family, this is something that you could have done that would, if nothing else, give you some ease of mind, too.
Exactly. And we have a checklist on our website, ShastaRegional.com, under our lung nodule program. And you may qualify through Medicare for a free screening and evaluation.
And it's called the Lung Nodule Program. It's on
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
.com.
Right.
Okay.
I'm on your site right now.
And we have to take a quick break. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by these are other talented cutters. And this is the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, same location since 1967. I've been going there since I moved here in 07. Never had a bad haircut. It's a great place. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's an old-time barbershop, and I love it. I can make an appointment so it works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy. Just go into Booksy and say Cypress Square Barbershop. I kind of like calling them, though, and making them move around and, you know, everything else we do is on a computer. This way I can talk to them.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Of course, then they send me back a confirmation through Booksy. And anyway, it's a great place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. Yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us a lion. Your lion's put on the wrist. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, lion's putting on the wrist.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Foodmax and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows and Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, we're here.
Yay! Woo! Yay! Welcome back. It's rodeo week, of course, at the Red Bluff Roundup. And then as soon as we roll through this and we get started up on Reading Rodeo, right
yeah,
after that.
Yeah, today I'm going to the Red Bluff Roundup. They have their version of Chicks and Chaps. It's tough enough to wear
Pink
Day, and it's a big fundraiser they do there. Those gals, yeah. Man, it's sold out. They've done almost 500
people.
That's
such a popular rodeo. I didn't realize that until like a couple years ago.
It's the largest rodeo in America this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about
that. In Red Bluff.
In Red Bluff.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's the largest three-day rodeo out there.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. It's different than ours. So you're getting like two different tastes of rodeo, they have the Sunday day and the Saturday day and the Friday night.
Other things happen today.
Asphalt Cowboys is having their annual media luncheon, and we've got people going there. We've got people going to the Marine Corps. Our Marine Corps ball committee is starting up today, so we've got people scattered everywhere.
Wow.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, and we know work injuries can be life-changing, then you need some help, and that's going to be Patrick Gorman. He's an expert on workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' compensation law office north of Sacramento over the last 6 years. This guy's a scrapper, and he's an honest, good guy. I mean, I trust this guy. And you can reach him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need a scrapper yourself, and that's Patrick. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com. And we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Lynn Ann Foster and Jeannie Morgan. And Jeannie heads up the outpatient imaging services. And what we're trying to emphasize today is this. You need to be imaged. Your doctor tells you that. And all of a sudden, you've got a 30-40-day wait. You don't have to do that. Shasta Regional Medical Center offers outpatient mm-hmm. imaging where you can literally walk in for x-rays today and get them done. Yes.
Just need a referral.
Just need it. Yeah.
Referral,
your,
no
your
appointment.
Doctor, just have your doctor refer you. You don't need an appointment for x-rays. You'll get the readout the next day. What about a CT scan? What about an MRI? Maybe a week wait. And that's it. Now.
Yeah.
It can be life changing for people.
Yeah. A few days with something that goes unseen, untreated. I mean, Jeannie can speak to it more than, I mean, even if it's a broken ankle, I mean, you don't want to, you don't need to be sitting around in pain.
No. Well, there's the physical pain that you don't want to be in. And then there's the mental anguish, right? If you have to be imaged for something, oftentimes it's not, it's very anxiety inducing. And so, you know, we want to be able to relieve that as much as we can.
Let's see if that's malignant. Oh, and we'll get back to you in 10 days. Excuse me.
So when we talk about referrals a little bit, I'm just, some people get frustrated because let's say somebody smashed their hand.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get to their doctor. So I guess they go to an emergency area and then they wait for the emergency room to then say, oh, now we need to image you.
Right.
So,
well, in that situation, you can come through our fast track.
Right. So that's
make an appointment online.
Right. And I'm looking at it right now. The fast track, so you have to have your phone, go to a computer, and there are reservations available today. They've got date times, 9:30, 11. 11:30.
Come on in.
But if
it's not that, if you don't feel like you've broken a bone and you do have a referral from a physician for some kind of imaging and you're having issues or extended wait periods to get in somewhere else, Jeannie can help resolve that within days.
You know, I think one of the most frustrating things about healthcare is for people who don't work and are familiar with healthcare, the whole process is frustrating, right? The insurance is frustrating. The scheduling portion is frustrating. So, you know, my best piece of advice to people is when you do go to your primary care physician, and if you don't have one, please note that we are taking new patients at our Shasta Regional Medical Group. But when you do go to your physician, just let them know, you know, that you heard that Shasta Regional can get me in the same day or very soon. I would like to go there. Oftentimes with patients, depending on their insurance, it matters where you tell them that you want to go. And so if you make sure that your physician knows that you want to come to Shasta Regional, then they can start that process right away. And ultimately it'll get you in much faster than, you know, if you thought you were going to go somewhere else and then changed your mind and there decided you wanted to come to Shasta.
You just made another kind of important thing there. Shasta Regional Medical Group is taking new patients.
Absolutely.
That what you said?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are all saying, I can't find a doctor. Well, now I know you've expanded over there.
Right.
And with your doctors and everything. So Shasta Regional Medical Group is now taking new patients.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And unlike the imaging, there is, you know, a little bit of a wait list because so many people need new physicians. However, a lot of primary care offices aren't even putting people on wait lists. But so if you're considering making a change or you know that you need one, at least call in and get on our list. Like, because even if it's going to take a month to be seen for the first time as a new patient, we can at least start the process for you. It's really important that you have primary care for a lot of reasons.
Well, yeah, that's
imaging being one of them.
Well, yeah, well, primary care, that's the linchpin. That's where people go.
It is
go.
The linchpin, yeah. Absolutely.
And then from there, you go to different specialists and everything.
Exactly.
So, and you can get it all in one spot.
Exactly.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center and Medical Group.
And all of our providers at our medical group are wonderful, and then the entire team at the hospital is very supportive.
Y'all just, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the awards y'all have won lately.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't, as Linda says, PP water. These are real awards. Could I say that? You didn't delete that. No.
Or okay. That we have, like,
the accreditation. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're important.
We'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Yeah, welcome back.
Our producer is banging on the glass.
He's banging on the glass. Come on, Carl. I told you 30 seconds and there you are running your mouth. Shut your pie hole. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Sheriff's Office is going to be here, but also Red Bluff Roundup's coming back. But it's going to be John Growney, world famous cowboy. He's been in movies and everything else, and local guy, it was his company and him that owned Red Rock, a world-famous bull, and a guy named Tucker Allen, who is the world champion steer wrestler. And in steer wrestling, they call it the big man sport, because they're usually 6'2", 6'3", 230. He's 6 feet tall, weighs like 180 pounds, and won the world championship in steer wrestling. Plus, he's a stuntman for Taylor Sheridan on Taylor Sheridan stuff, and he talks about that too. It's going to be a good show.
He wrestles steers?
Huh?
He wrestles?
Well, you know, you
steers?
Get off the horse, you know, you're riding alongside the horse, and you know, get them, grab their horn, and try to pull them to the ground.
Crazy.
Yes, you've seen that before.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he's going to be on there. But now we have Shasta Regional Medical Center. and Ann Foster, who heads up all of their media outreach, community relations, and Jeannie Morgan, who heads up the outpatient imaging services. And we've been talking a lot about you don't have to wait for imaging, x-rays, CT, MRIs. Shasta Regional Medical Center takes walk-ins. You need a referral, but you can be seen. If you needed an x-ray today, you could probably get in today.
You could get in today.
And you get your readout tomorrow or the next day.
Yep.
And maybe it'll take you 3 days to get a CT and maybe a week to get an MRI. Compare that to months and other areas.
Right.
But we've got that right here at Shasta Regional.
Yep.
Okay.
Be seen right
so,
now.
We were going to talk about, I forgot, what we were going to talk about when we came back. It was...
Well, we had a handful of
about
things.
About the run this weekend.
I also really like Jeannie to talk
awards.
About her open positions in this
Oh, okay. Let's talk
group.
About that.
Okay, excellent.
So I have a few things that I want to talk about, I guess.
Get the list, Jeannie.
Okay. Go for it.
Well, one of the things that I do just want to point out, and I think this is what we were talking about when we were going to come back, is all the accreditations that my imaging departments hold, right? So I have an accredited CT department, I have an accredited ultrasound department, and an accredited nuclear medicine department. And what that means is that, you know, the American College of Radiology has set a specific set of high standards for imaging departments, and those departments specifically have met and exceeded those standards. So I'm very proud of that because...
And these are national standards that people go through.
Absolutely.
These aren't just your local standards. These are ones your people have
these
to
are
study,
national standards.
Test, and all that kind of...
Correct.
Everything. Okay.
And so, you know, with that, imaging in healthcare in general has just completely exploded, right? We rely on imaging so much more now, and I think it's just because, you know, going back to what we were talking about with AI, and the options are just... They're endless at this point. And so with that, with our expanding imaging team, I have a need for more technicians. And so I do have open positions in most of my areas for licensed technicians. And, you know, I'm always wanting to grow and expand that and offer that to people if they're looking for a position.
Well, I asked that question during the break.
Mm-hmm.
That you look at jobs for the future and jobs that, you know, maybe you don't want to put all your time into, but the people that work in radiology is going to be continually growing for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
But one that the technology has grown. People are getting older and living longer.
Yes.
So more of that. But this is a very well-paying job. Working in the imagery.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in healthcare, there's so many different avenues. I think, you know, when people hear I work in healthcare, I think they just think, you know, they think, oh, it's a nurse.
Yeah.
But there's so many options to work in healthcare, and you know, the licensed technicians, you know, they go through all their schooling, they come out with, you know, they have associates and bachelor's degrees of science when they come out, and then they go through their entire externship. In whatever modality they decide, and they really are experts in their field, and they get compensated for that.
Yeah, okay. And so there's openings for that,
mm-hmm.
and then let's talk about the accreditations y'all have gotten or the awards. I hate to use the word awards, but they're levels of excellence that Shasta Regional has achieved over this year. I mean, it just seems like every month it's something else that you all have done.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, and we have been awarded several recognitions that our teams work really hard to not only get one time, but repeat. Like, we're a repeat offender of these awards and recognitions. We do an outstanding job. So the
Leapfrog.
Leapfrog is one of them. We are also the only chest pain accredited hospital in the area. So that sets a standard.
You might want to think about that if you've got chest pain and you're driving someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Why not go to the place that has been recognized as the best in the area.
Yeah, we are accredited at that. And then to back that up, or in addition to that, we also have a gold award from the American Heart Association for our cardiac care, as well as stroke. So our teams in those areas are extremely knowledgeable, and exceed standards again and again and again.
Yes.
In those areas. And then we also have multiple patient safety awards. So that's not only looking at a single specialty, but how we treat patients across the board from when they enter our hospital to
infection being the big thing in your, mm-hmm. and you all read just the highest in preventing infection mm-hmm. in the hospitals. As we know, that's.
Yeah, that's one of the components for
you get sick when you're in the hospital.
Right? For the leapfrog patient safety. Then we also have a health grades, patient safety yeah. award, 5-star, and we also are now ranked in the top 10 of most safe hospitals nationally.
So in the top 10?
We're in the top 10%.
And top you can 10%,
go to,
okay.
And you can go to the healthgrades.org and look up what those standards are and how we qualified, and that, again, is a multiple-time recognition that we've earned.
Okay. Well,
we work hard for you. We work hard for
you. Know
you.
What?
We love it.
And look, this is a town our size that has two hospitals. And the fact is that Shasta Regional has worked so hard to earn these accolades. And you can see it in the treatment of their patients. I mean, something as simple as having the fast track. Mm-hmm. When you go to the emergency room, I don't want to wait in the emergency room because I've been throwing up for 2 hours. I'd really just stay home and throw up instead of waiting there. So I go to fast track I put in a time that I want to be seen. Mm-hmm. So I'm not down there watching everybody in the world come through there. And, they'll ask me a question is this chest pain or are you bleeding or something like that? And if you're not, you fill it out and you say, I want to be there at 3:15 because I've looked it up mm-hmm. and done it. I haven't gone down there, but I just saw it work. And you set up a time, you come down there to the emergency room to be seen.
Yeah.
That's just nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
try to make that convenient. And there are times then, we might get something critical where you are going to have to wait a little bit longer. But when that does happen, we try to communicate that fully when you enter, you come in. But yeah, make your appointment.
Yeah. Okay. Now, y'all were just at a big event?
Yeah, the run.
For Susie Smith.
We did for Susie, absolutely. There was a team of us that were there. And
now, for people that don't know.
Who is Susie? Tell us who she is.
Because there's people that don't know who she is.
Oh, I don't know who those would be, but Susie Smith, she was an angel. She's our angel that flies, right? Yeah. She was a flight nurse for Reach for a really, really long time. She unfortunately passed away, and
now Reach is the medical evacuation helicopter.
Yes,
and that's what we're talking about. Yes. And she was one of the ones that was on there on your medevac bird to keep them alive, keep them stable, and get them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep. And the accident happened maybe 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
October.
Right. October. Yeah. Okay. So,
but there was her memorial run was on Saturday, and it was such a great turnout. It poured there for a minute, but then the skies opened up and we didn't get rained on, not a single drop. And we were actually, running during the 5K, and it was a great event.
Super.
Yeah. Susie was not only to our hospital, but for this community as an entirety. She was such an impactful heart.
Yes.
She was just such an outstanding nurse and human, and to be able to honor her in that way was a privilege for our hospital. And we enjoy doing those kinds of things for our community. You will often see us out there in support of many community events, and this was definitely one that was near and dear to our heart.
Susie Smith, I didn't know who she was at all.
We're close to the family.
Yeah.
He used to fly. He used to fly the helicopters out of there, John.
They were close with the family.
And she's a nurse. So they knew them very well. But most of the population would never know who Susie was until afterwards in this outpouring of love and regret for what happened and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really so important it was super, for the family.
Absolutely.
You know, feel this legacy live on.
Yes.
That your wife or mother or sister or somebody had such a huge impact on a large community.
Yeah, she touched so many lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was an incredible person, and we will continue to support her memory in that way, in whatever other way Reach asks us to participate.
Okay, great way to close our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 1 minute left, and remember that the outpatient imaging services is open to anybody. You need a referral, you can come in there and get an x-ray today, CT scan later on in the week, and an MRI within a week, and then get everything back. This is huge for people that are having to wait 30, 40, 50, 60 days.
So important, right?
Yep. Yeah. So it's down at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegionalMedicalCenter.com. Is it SRMC or is it Shasta Regional?
It's ShastaRegional.com.
ShastaRegional.com.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We don't need you put in the center.
That's right. ShastaRegional.com.
There you go.
Com.
There you go.
Okay, tomorrow on the show, Sheriff's Office will be here. And as we talked about, some more Red Bluff Roundup people that are one of them's a world champion steer wrestler. I'll show you a video afterwards. And he's also a stuntman that works for Taylor Sheridan, the famous Taylor Sheridan that does Yellowstone and Wind River and all these. It seems like every show on coming on out that's really a good show, Taylor Sheridan's touching it somewhere. And he's a stuntman for him. In fact, he was telling me things that I just saw happen on the TV in the sense of the Madison, which was pretty good.
Well, if he needs an x-ray while he's in town,
send
him our way.
Well, I tell you what, he hopes he doesn't.
But if he does, we'll take care of him.
Him right there. Everybody, y'all have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.